Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Joost steals second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Joost applying the tag. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Majeski moves to third. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fain reaches second base with a double. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Limmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. Philly moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. There goes Majeski trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Suter moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Tipton moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Tipton trying to get to home. Mitchell throws the ball into Hegan, who tags Tipton, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly is hit by the pitch. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0 for 1 in the game. Brissy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Brissy reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Brissy scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Fain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brissy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Limmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Fain moves to third. Limmer moves to second. P. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer juggles the ball. That's an error on Limmer. Milt Nielsen pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Fain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Harry Simpson now playing first base. Luke Line pinch hits for Joe Tipton. Luke Line is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Astroth now catching. Maury Martin now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brissy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Fain hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Limmer strikes out. 2 outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-4 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.